Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as you know. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Would you like to be more profitable, folks? Silly question, huh? I know. You're saying, duh, right? Well, of course you'd like to be more profitable. Well, but do you know how to do that? Do you really know how to do that? You know, there's more to being profitable than knowing how to calculate gross profit. You know, to buy something for a quarter and sell it for 40 cents, and that's your gross profit. There's more to being profitable than doing that, obviously. And it's actually a discipline. It's a skill, and it's something that you really have to learn. It's not intuitive. It's not something that you're born with the ability, most people, to really know. You have to learn. There's things you have to learn. And you have to learn that from other people. And our other people is our good friend Steve Martin. He's our profit pro in our brain trust and has been now for almost 10 years. He's the author of a number of books, including Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. And he's our good friend Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. What do you think about my little monologue? It's not intuitive, is it? Profits.
No, it isn't, Jim. Well, actually, some things are, but when you get right down to it, a lot of the details take a lot of work and examination. It's more than just intuition. It really is skill in terms of how well you manage your business and how you manage your business.
And it's a discipline, but it's a very disciplined discipline, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And discipline is really a good keyword for that, because if you really want to manage your profitability, it's going to mean that you're going to have to change the way you're doing things, and that, in fact, takes discipline.
Well, let's talk about that, but in the context also, Steve, of where you and I are right now in time. Well, here we stand... On the threshold of a new year, there are economic challenges swirling around us, but there also are opportunities swirling around us. There are fundamentals in the marketplace that are very strong, very resilient, very hopeful, but there are also some that go bump in the night that scare us a little bit. And there, to me, I've been thinking about the Chinese curse, Steve. May you live in interesting times. I think we live in interesting times right now with the marketplace, with our economy, and so this is a critical time, in my opinion, to not pull in your horns. Don't be afraid to meet the marketplace halfway. But at the same time, we've really got to get disciplined about making sure that we operate profitably, don't we?
Absolutely, Jim. You're absolutely correct there. In every problem, there's an opportunity, and it can take an awful lot of work to find out what that opportunity is, because the first thing we see is problems. You look at $100 a barrel oil, and for everybody on this planet, except for those who are pulling profits from it, it really represents a problem.
It's a tax.
Yes.
It's a tax. Every time the oil prices go up, every time gas prices go up, energy prices, it's like a tax on us.
It really is. And that tax shows up everywhere you look, in the grocery store as well as in the at the pump.
Absolutely. So what it means then is we've got to be more specific, more intentional, more professional, and more disciplined about squeezing profits out of our businesses.
And one of the disciplines that I'd like to suggest to every business owner, every business manager, is to ask themselves, one simple question every single day, and that is simply, what can I do better today?
Just take it one step, one small step at a time.
Absolutely, Jim.
Don't say, okay, what's my profit plan this year? You know, maybe you have that, but that's not how you tackle it, is it?
You know, I agree that you should have a long-range plan, and maybe that will include some radical changes. But if you ask yourself, what can I do better today, you open the opportunity to examine even the smaller details of how you're running your business.
What would be an example of something that we might come up with? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I get so excited. I have so much fun doing this, folks. Sometimes I forget what time it is. It's 20 till. I can see it right here. But I'm watching the clock. But when Steve joins us, I get talking about profits and I go wandering off. Anyway, here we go. Quick break. Right back with Steve Martin. We're going to talk about some specific things you can do today to help profits. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Steve Martin is our guest. As you know, Steve is our profit pro and the author of Instant Profits. Steve, tell us where we can find your book and all your other stuff on your website.
Jim, you can find that at www.profitpro.us. And, of course, you can always link through your website.
Absolutely. You find Steve on my website. We're not very far away from a link to his website, profitpro.us, and they can find your book there, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim.
Now, all the other stuff that you got there. So, folks, check that out. It's good stuff. If you want to be more profitable intentionally, if you want to be more of a professional, more of a disciplined profit pro, then you need to know what Steve Martin has to say. All right, Steve, you were telling us about taking it one day at a time, eating this thing, you know, not trying to eat the thing all at once. Eat it one day at a time. And I asked you as we went to the break, what would be an example of an incremental step that you could take? You looked around and you said, okay, what would be something I could do today? What would be a good example?
Jim, let's look at the high cost of gasoline and diesel today, and say you have
diesel's higher than gas, isn't it?
Pardon me?
Diesel's higher than gas.
Oh, everything's expensive these days.
Yeah.
Let's say you have one, two, or maybe even 100 or 500 cars or vehicles in your company fleet. A radical change would be to dispose of them or to change every vehicle to a high-mileage vehicle at that point. But a moderate change, something that you could do today, would be as you replace your vehicles to get ones with much higher fuel efficiency.
Okay, so, but let's say that, that's a pretty dramatic change, though, Steve, isn't it? I mean, so what are you saying? Are you saying, you know, if I've got to deliver goods, Steve, I mean, it takes a certain kind of a vehicle to deliver that.
It takes a certain kind of power. But if you have more than one vehicle type, you may, for example, just manage to allocate the right type of truck for the right type of delivery.
Make sure we don't take the big 2-ton delivery truck to run an errand in.
Absolutely, and I see that happening all the time. And in fact, instead of making the small delivery yourself, you may use a courier service instead.
Right.
And keep that truck parked.
Exactly. No, you need to know how much it costs you to go per mile if you got a fleet of trucks, even two trucks, because as you say, if a courier will deliver it for $20 or $15, you know, that's a whole lot less than taking a person in a vehicle on the road.
It certainly is. When you analyze what your actual cost of doing business is, it may actually shock you, and you'll find that it often pays very well to farm that service out, to pay somebody else to do it.
Well, think about this. I mean, seriously, let's say that you got somebody across town who wants to order something from you, and you're going to get it from your warehouse, or you could get it from your supplier. your supplier is pretty responsive. And the guy says, you know, and you say, well, how about, is tomorrow delivery okay, late morning? And he said, yeah, sure, that's good, no problem. Then call, send an order to your supplier, pay the $18 for the overnight if it's something that can be shipped like that. And that's cheaper than using your you know what you got in stock, and the delivery.
Absolutely, yeah. The drop ship concept can work very well.
The options that business owners have today really contribute to profitability, don't they? You just got to use those options.
They certainly do, Jim. And one of the other things to look at is whether you even need the vehicles at all. Unfortunately, a lot of people consider a company vehicle a perquisite that they're entitled to.
Right.
It's part of the compensation package. But in tough times, what you have to do is analyze and determine whether or not people really need that vehicle as part of their job. If they don't, you take it away.
Well, you know, I've got a friend who's, I like the way he does business. He buys a new car. He's the owner of the company. He runs the company. He buys a new car, and he drives it for 3 or 4 years, puts 50, 60,000 miles on it. And then he has a son who's in the business who gets paid pretty well. But he doesn't let his son have a new car. He has to get his dad's old car after it's paid for. So, you know, I mean, I think that's smart on a number of levels.
It certainly is. Yeah, you get the benefit as well as keeping the cost of ownership down.
Right, exactly. What are some other things, Steve, that we could do? You know, you talked about delivery. I think this is an important point. You know, maybe you need to look at how you deliver. You're delivering your stuff. You know, have your delivery systems run off the rails? You know, over time, you probably need to look at how you're delivering your stuff and make sure that you know, maybe you need to go counterclockwise instead of clockwise now.
Jim, there are software programs out there that don't really cost very much that can calculate the optimum delivery route for you under any circumstance.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. And also, you know, another thing, Steve, and Jeff Zabar and I talked about this last hour, about training your customers. I mean, what's wrong with telling your customers, okay, folks, you know how high gas is. It'll help us improve our service, improve our profitability, stay in business, offer you the lowest prices if we can deliver to you twice a week instead of on demand.
Absolutely.
Talk to them about it. They can be trained, can't they, Steve?
Yes, they certainly can if you work together with them.
You got to go talk to them. They're having the same challenges you are, folks. Talk to your customers about improving your profitability. It works every time. Tintail, right back with Steve Martin. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, our Profit Pro. Heck, he's your Profit Pro. And if you go to his website, profitpro.us, right, Steve? Is that it?
Yes, Jim.
Profitpro.us. If you go there, he'll share his information that he knows about being profitable with you, and you'll have an opportunity, if you want, to buy his book, which I certainly recommend to you. Profitpro.us, Instant Profits is a book. Steve, if my audience calls you or goes to your website and buys a book from you, can we do something nice for them?
Well, Jim, specifically, if they go make the connection through your website, they'll get the book at a discount price.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So they go to, if they go to your position in my website, on my website, if they find you like on the schedule page or the blog or in the Brain Trust, and they link to your book from my website, they get a discount. So that's automatically set up, isn't it?
That's automatically set up, absolutely.
See, folks, I work hard for your money here.
That's exactly right.
So check it out when you get a chance, folks, and it's profitpro.us at his website, too. Okay, Steve, what are some other things that we can do to be a little more intentional and incremental? What would be some other things we could do today? What would be something, if I don't have trucks, I'm just a, you know, another kind of business, maybe a retail operation or whatever, what could I do?
Well, if you're a retail operation, for example, Jim, one of the things that people should look at all the time is the time that it takes to service a customer. And if you're in retail and you don't know how many minutes or how many seconds it takes, mm-hmm. on average, to satisfy a customer, you're missing out on an opportunity.
So you want us to measure this?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know from your cash register or from your computer records how many customers per day that you're yeah. you're getting in. You also know the number of hours that your people are working. And you know what? If you overlap those over time and create a graph of how many customers per hour are coming in at the various times of the day, you can probably find those peak periods when maybe you need a little more service and can get your customers satisfied
right.
more rapidly, or you'll find those periods of time when it's quiet and you don't need as many people.
So how do I determine, though, if I'm taking too long with a customer?
Well, you take a look at your statistics.
I mean, shouldn't I give a customer however much time they want?
Perhaps so, if you're in that business of providing that service. But let's say you're in a typical variety-type store operation where people know what they want to buy, they want to get in and out.
Yep.
They want a short time at that checkout.
You may be holding them up.
Absolutely.
Instead of the other way around.
You know what customers do when they are faced with long lines at checkout?
They choose other options.
Absolutely. They go to the competition.
They decide they're not that into you.
That's exactly right. So time to satisfy customers is extremely important, particularly to the customer, because time is the one thing that they probably don't have enough of.
More and more of us are valuing our time more than our money every day.
That's exactly right. You know, I'll go down to the corner convenience store to buy a gallon of milk rather than to go to one of the local major chains, because
right.
it'll take me five times longer to get that gallon of milk if I go to the major
chain. Oh, yeah,
chain.
Absolutely.
It's just not worth it.
Well, the other things I'd like to recommend people think about is what kind of automation could I develop that either we can use, or even maybe that my customers could use, that they would think would be good for them. What kind of automation could I do that would make the process go quicker? What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, Jim, the wireless barcode scanners are showing up in more and more stores these
yeah.
days.
Yeah, small businesses.
You can go into a grocery store and do your own scanning and basically scan your order as you put it in your basket and
right.
practically walk out the door.
And people are getting to where they like that. They don't mind that kind of thing, do they?
No, they're getting trained. As we talked about earlier, you can train your customers.
Well, look at how the airlines have trained us.
Yes, you go to a kiosk and do your own check-in.
I like the kiosks. Don't you?
Yeah, they work pretty well, especially since all you have to do is slip in a credit card or swipe your
driver's license,
passport,
yeah.
and they know exactly who you are and where you're
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Hey, Steve, we've got a lot more to talk about in terms of incremental profitability. Can we continue this conversation in our next visit?
That would be great, Jim.
Let's do that, and we'll get you back again real soon as we'd already planned. Thank you, Steve, for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure. Always great to talk to you, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's our profit pro. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.